On an industrial stretch of Atlantic Avenue, the Gurege Fashion Boutique stands out, especially the orange and purple tie-dye dress shirt in the window and the big smiling salesman right behind it.
My full name is Babatunde Oluwafijimi Gurege. You call me Jimmy, J-I-M-I, Jim, like Jimi Hendrix, you know.
Jimmy is the owner here and the designer. He considers himself part of the fashion industry, but he's just not that into Fashion Week and what he sees as its top-down approach.
We just look and say the color for this season is green. We just look and say the color for this season is blue.
Jimmy prefers to cater his Nigerian-inspired cuts and color palette to specific customers and their particular character.
Well, this is one of his creations. It's a wool, and what he did is he combined, I guess this is cotton, and it's tie-dyed with some reds and a little gray and green in it.
Wanda Thomas is a nurse who appreciates an original look. She likes Gurege for the unusual fabrics. The personal attention doesn't hurt either, like on her last visit when she was hunting for vacation wear.
And then he showed me a pair of pants. He says, oh, I could fit these pants for you, you know, and just have a little accent on the pants. I said, well, okay, I just have to get my money together so I can come back and just let you fix me up.
Part high fashion, part custom tailor. Jimmy Gurege says his design process sets him apart. It's a collaboration with the customer.
And we sit down and we interact. If there's coffee, a cup of coffee, in the process of developing the idea of what you're going to wear.
My Western button-down underneath, he very politely conceded was ready for an upgrade. And I considered it. Even though the price tag, $600 for a jacket, closer to $100 for a shirt, reminded me this was still a boutique, and I'm still a public radio reporter. But the prices are dropping. Like other boutiques, Gurege recently had to resort to a half-off sale.
Business is not quite good, but business is not the only reason why you do business.
But even labors of love need to break even at the end of the month. A few blocks away, on a busy stretch of Flatbush Avenue, Ungozi Odita is shuttering the gate on her boutique for the last time. What used to be Harriet's alter ego is empty now, except for the memories.
It's all white walls, so right now it just looks like a big white space. But this is where we had the art gallery. And then in the back was our garden. We had a little garden, and we used to have, like, garden parties in the summer and barbecues.
She says customers kept on coming in, but they spent less and less.
And then towards the end of the year, it just was coming increasingly hard to just, like, kind of pay all the bills every month, and we weren't left with much afterwards. And it just didn't seem to be very good business sense just to keep doing that, just to say we had a clothing store.
And Odita's African-influenced women's collection was never meant to fetch designer prices. $40 to $150 for most pieces.
Everything we made by hand right in the basement of our store, so nothing was mass-produced, so you kind of, that cost had to be factored in. So we definitely could not compete with, like, an H&M.
Not that she was trying to. Neighborhood boutiques cater to a different clientele. So while the designers for H&M are taking notes at the runways of Fashion Week, Ungozi Odita pays more attention to her customers' comments over here in Brooklyn. And, by the way, she's not going anywhere. She's taking her brand online and selling to other Brooklyn shops. It's a leaner business with slimmed-down expenses. That's a common strategy all across the industry. For WNYC, I'm Alex Goldmark.